From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, U.S. President Donald Trump says Chinese President Xi Jinping is willing to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz, while the Chinese Foreign Ministry releases a stark warning about Taiwan. With a general strike less than a week away, top Samsung Electronics executives plead with its largest labor union to return to talks. And the Kospi plummets 6.12% on Friday. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. Following their high-profile summit in Beijing, U.S. President Donald Trump says Chinese President Xi Jinping is willing to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the talks resulted in a series of new common understandings, but it also relayed a stark warning from President Xi regarding Taiwan. Kim Bum-soo has more.
He'd like to see Hormuz Strait opened. I said, well, we didn't stop it.
President Trump says the Chinese leader told them he'd like to help negotiate an end to the Iran war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. After his summit with President Xi in Beijing, Trump held an interview with Fox News' Sean Hannity on Thursday.
Oh, he did offer. He said, if I can be of any help at all, I would like to be of help.
Because, he did say that.
Yeah, he did say that. And look, anybody that buys that much oil has obviously got some kind of a relationship with him. But he said, I would love to be a help. If I could be of any help whatsoever, he'd like to see the Hormuz Strait open.
Trump also said China won't be providing weapons to Iran.
You know, when you say support, they're not fighting a war with us or anything.
No.
He said he's not going to give military equipment. That's a big statement. He said that today. That's a big statement.
Did you talk about Taiwan?
Great place. Incredible.
But the U.S. president has been silent on whether Taiwan was part of their discussion during the trip.
Did you talk about Taiwan, Mr. President?
On Thursday, she opened the talks with Trump by highlighting China's status as a rising superpower. Some analysts have said if the U.S. is seeking Chinese support as leverage in the Iran war, there will be a cost, with some suggesting that might mean compromising on Taiwan. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
An Indian-flagged cargo vessel has sunk after being attacked in waters near the Strait of Hormuz, according to Indian authorities. India's shipping ministry said the wooden cargo ship, the Hajj Ali, was attacked in the early hours of Wednesday morning off the coast of Oman, then caught fire and sank. All 14 crew members on board were rescued by the Omani Coast Guard. The incident happened while the vessel was sailing to the United Arab Emirates from Somalia. The Indian government did not specify the nature of the attack or provide any background, but the British Maritime Risk Management Group Vanguard said it involved a suspected explosion believed to have been caused by a drone or missile strike.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
With a general strike less than a week away, top executives at Samsung Electronics have pleaded with its largest labor union to return to talks while apologizing to the public and the government for causing concern. Samsung's executives issued a statement on Friday saying they view the union as one family and a partner sharing a common destiny and promise to engage in dialogue with an open mind and without preconditions. They stress that the company faces an era of infinite competition, with a global business environment changing rapidly, and that they should not waste time on internal company problems. The top management also apologized to the public for causing concern over the labor strife, admitting they had failed to meet public expectations. But the executives did not present any new proposals as requested by the union. Industry Minister Kim Jong-un says the government may have no choice but to invoke its emergency arbitration power if Samsung Electronics' largest labor union follows through with its plans to stage a general strike next week. Kim made the remarks in an ex post Friday, saying he can't help but feel great concern about the situation and urging both labor and management to resume dialogue as soon as possible. He said a strike must be prevented at all costs, considering the gravity of the matter and the unimaginable ripple effects it could cause. If the government decides to invoke emergency arbitration, the union must halt all industrial action for 30 days. The labor minister holds the authority to make that decision if a labor dispute is deemed likely to cause significant harm to the national economy. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index, which broke the 8,000 mark for the first time in intraday trading Friday, ended below 7,500 following a sharp decline. According to the Korea Exchange, the KOSPI closed at 7,493.18, down 488.23 points, or 6.12%, marking the second largest decline on record. The difference between the highest and lowest point in intraday trading was 675.1 points. The main bourse opened down 29.66 points, or 0.37% from the previous session at 7,951.75, then turned upward to hit 8,046.78, just seven sessions after breaching 7,000 points. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also lost 61.27 points, or 5.14%, to close at 1,129.82. Prices of South Korean exports soared to a 28-year high in April amid rising prices in the semiconductor industry. According to data from the Bank of Korea on Friday, the export price index stood at 187.4, its highest point since it posted 196.01 in March 1998. The index jumped 40.8% on-year, the largest margin of increase since the 57.1% posted in March 1998. Computers, electronic equipment, and optical instruments led the price hikes, primarily due to the rising $1 exchange rate. The import price index, on the other hand, dropped for the first time in 10 months in April, reflecting a decline in global oil prices since March. Hana Financial Group has announced plans to acquire shares worth approximately 1 trillion won, or around $670 million, from South Korean fintech company Dunamu, which operates the country's leading cryptocurrency exchange, Upbit. The financial group's board of directors on Friday approved the plan to take over 2.28 million Dunamu shares held by Kakao Investment for a little more than 1 trillion won. Hana Financial Group would then hold 6.55% of all Dunamu shares, making the group its fourth largest shareholder. The acquisition is the largest investment into a single digital asset company by a domestic commercial bank and comes as financial authorities have demanded enhanced responsibility from the nation's crypto exchanges. Teenage pianist Son Se-hyuk has come in first in the piano category at the 77th Prague Spring International Music Competition. The competition organizers announced the 18-year-old's spectacular victory earlier on Friday. The piano category competition was among 42 pianists total on Thursday in Prague. Two pianists from China claimed second and third place. Son expressed gratitude toward his peers at the competition in a statement delivered by the Kumho Cultural Foundation. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen. You can also catch our news from our website at rol.kbs.co.kr.
KBS World Radio.